Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Johnston's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Stephen is he's an attorney and a theologian by education. He is has been a CEO, just like you and me, of only his businesses were a little bit bigger than ours, and probably. And he's a student of history. He's become an economist. He's written a book that I think is very important, and I really hope you'll check it out. It's called Tea Party Culture War. Stephen Johnston, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. The Tea Party is an interesting thing. Back in 08, when President Obama, when it looked like he probably was going to get elected, I said then, I don't remember if I said it on the show or not, but I said then that I predicted that there was going to be some kind of a revolution that was going to come from that, that there was going to be a backlash, there was going to be a reaction, and I actually used the word revolution. I didn't mean it from a standpoint of weapons or anything like that, but an ideological revolution. And lo and behold, the Tea Party was born. And why do you think that happened?
Well, you know, I believe it wasn't merely Obama. It was also the Republican Party to some degree, because Hank Paulson and President Bush were also involved with bailing out Wall Street. And if you go back to the beginning, it was Barry Kudlow sets up debates between liberals and conservatives. Then the Tea Party kind of got its start when Rick Santelli and Steve Leisman got in a big
right.
Fight. And right. I yelled to my wife. I said, "Oh, here goes Rick and,
right.
and Leisman again
on CNBC."
Okay, so,
on CNBC, yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. So the Tea Party was started because of that rant, and a lot of people think it's merely just about fiscal policy and less government. But the position of my book and what I believe is, if you dig a little bit deeper, Rick Santelli is a student of Adam Smith and Frederick Bastiat. Steve Leisman is a student, basically, of John Maynard Keynesian
right.
economics.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is that Keynes was a socialist, an anti-God, anti-free enterprise, a homosexual. He took drugs and stuff. Rick Bastiat and Adam Smith basically believed in the Bible and absolute values. So what I'm suggesting is this battle is really a culture war. And that's what my book talks about.
Well, when I said that I predicted a revolution, I really shouldn't have said just because of Obama's election, but because if you remember, I said when it looked like he was about to be elected, it was during that time, during September, October, when there was the big debate about what should be the role of government. Isn't that at the heart of this debate right now? What is the role of government? How true are we to be to the Constitution?
Well, there's two parts. I think there's two parts to the answer now. And Frederick Bastiat, in a little pamphlet written quite a while ago called The Law, he said that the law, first of all, of course, comes from God, but it's based on an individual's right to defend himself against plunder. And he warned, he said, watch out, when law can be abused, and so watch out when the majority of the people convert the law into an instrument of plunder.
That's the tipping point.
He's got like 56 million people on food stamps, and only, I don't know, like, you know, 60 million people voted for the Republican Party. When, let's just take an example, if a couple hundred million people were on food stamps, the momentum would be in favor of the welfare state,
right,
and we'd be in deep trouble.
I believe 2012, I do believe this, Stephen, I believe 2012 is America's tipping point in the history of our country.
Normally, this time of year, my wife and I have a house in Palm Desert. It kind of rains here in Oregon, and normally I'd take a vacation and I'd do different things. I'm sold out on this election. I cry for our country. This is the turning point in my lifetime. I mean, I remember Goldwater and Reagan. Mm-hmm. This is the turning point. This is it. Where are we going to go?
How is the Tea Party doing, Stephen? I haven't heard a lot from the Tea Party this election cycle. Where is the Tea Party right now?
Well, it's been simmering. The problem is, during the break, you mentioned Mitt Romney. Now, the problem is to run for the president of the United States, it almost takes $1 billion.
No, I'm not talking about from a presidential standpoint. I'm talking about from a grassroots, just from a congressional standpoint. I don't expect the Tea Party to, but although none of the candidates have really talked about being aligned with the Tea Party, have they?
Well, let me finish my point. My point is that the news is, certain events suck the air out of news. Right now, the biggest thing going is this battle between the presidential election. And so, I feel that the Tea Party people were searching for a candidate. It was Michelle Bachmann, then Rick Perry sucked the air out, and then he was a dud. And so they've been looking for somebody. Now, Mitt Romney has all the weight because of the pecking order of the establishment of the Republican Party, and he's got money from Wall Street. So, you know, he's a good guy, but I don't really think he's hardcore Tea Party person.
Is the Tea Party, here's the question before we take the next break, is the Tea Party alive and well from a standpoint of congressional candidates, from the down ticket standpoint, or have they gone to ground in that area?
Well, I was going to say two things, that even though it's hard, even if Mitt Romney wins, he'll probably Rubio is the VP, which is Tea Party.
That's right.
Position Rubio for being president someday. But what I was going to say also is forget about the president. It's also the Senate. Mm-hmm. And you only need a few Tea Party people in the Senate.
Are there Tea Party candidates out there running for the Senate right now?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
And we only need a few Tea Party people in the Senate to slow up this onslaught of socialism.
Hold on to that thought. Stephen Johnston, folks, the author of Tea Party Culture War. He and I will be right back. I'm going to get him to weigh in on the Republican nominees and if they're doing more damage to each other than they should be. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.